Can you speak about working with fear and loss of ego identity, fear and death? That's actually where, say, loving kindness is a very skillful meditation and exercise, because we're again that sense of fear is it's very easy to come up with that. So that, yeah, the loss of the familiar, the loss of the uncertainty of where to place one's attention, what can one trust as one starts to see the body, can't rely on that, feelings, perceptions, thoughts, completely untrustworthy, consciousness, not a good deal. And then you look at the world around. It's easy to say, wow, everything is just so unstable and uncertain. But and there can be a fear there, uncertainty, a certain confusion, and that discombobulation, and that ability to recognize, well, even if that is completely uncertain and impermanent, this particular feeling, that's trustworthy. I've experienced that. I've seen that. That's a true feeling within the heart. The confidence that arises in in just virtue, or all of the things that the Buddha encourages. There isn't anything that the Buddha encourages that is somehow something to be looked on at askance, in the sense, wow, is this untrustworthy? Mm. When you start recognizing, it's like on a certain level, one approaches the teachings in the morning chanting, and sort of birth is dukkha, aging is dukkha, sickness is dukkha, death is dukkha, separation is dukkha, association is dukkha, everything is dukkha. And you say, wow, this is a miserable teaching. But when one looks at that's a teaching or a perspective or a reflection. But then when one investigates, well, what does the Buddha encourage to do? What does he actually encourage you to do? What's he lay out as a path of practice and training? Then you start to, Noble Eightfold Path. Right view, right intention. Association with wisdom. Right speech, right action, right livelihood. Just virtue. Right effort, right mindfulness, right concentration. Just peaceful, tranquil states of mind. Well, that's all good. And so that the path is all completely associated with the wholesome, the skillful, the uplifting, or the aspects of other qualities that the Buddha, the qualities that are conducive to passing over say the paramitas, those qualities which are conducive to transcending, passing over, to crossing over that suffering, and it's all generosity, virtue, patience, effort, resolution, loving kindness, equanimity, wisdom, all everything that's one could conceive of that is really good. That's what the Buddha encourages, and that's what forms the basis for that ability to cross over. The heart is replete with well-being and stability, so that that recollection and reminding oneself of those what the Buddha encourages us to do and cultivate, to develop, and those are all exceedingly beneficial things, bright states of mind. Those aspects of fear that come up, then it's helpful to be able to recognize, well, where does that come from? Of course, it comes from that identification with self, identification with ego, identification with body, identification with mind, identification with the world, identification with, and things that we have pretty much no control over. When one looks at it quite clearly, you realize, well, I really have very limited control. It's actually a very practical teaching to allow us to approach those things, which are, it's quite natural in the human condition to be dismayed at the loss of the threat to a sense of self and ego. There's a wonderful quote by Ajahn Mahabua, speaking about Ajahn Mun, and said where normally, human beings, we respond to teachings on liberation and nibbana with a curious sense of fear and trepidation, I don't want to go there. Oh, God, I don't want to do that. There's nothing there. It says, whereas they are parents and grandparents have all taught us quite well to, attach to family, attach to possessions, attach to position, attach to, that's our conditioning. As the conditioning changes, and there's inevitably a shift that takes place. Right? It's important to be recollecting back on, well, what does the Buddha actually encourage us to do? Mm-hmm. So, oh, okay, this is good stuff.